gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. For those of you that didn't hear the first and second hour, we had a big announcement. Happened over the almost 2 weeks we were gone. We had a trip to Costa Rica where Logan and her now fiancé live. And that, of course, was the big announcement. Logan engaged to be married. And very proud of them. She's teaching English via the internet. She uses Skype and she teaches English. She's been working lately with Russians quite a bit, teaching them conversational English. She's about to kind of rev up her teaching. She speaks Spanish also, so helping young people with travel plans. Everything's always revolving around travel things, but she's going to be teaching Spanish to people as well as some of the English things that she's doing. Having a lot of fun. You can see their picture and chime in. A lot of people are on my Facebook, on facebook.com/TheDirtDoctor. You can see Logan and her fiance, Bo Schmidt, there, and see what people are saying. Some photographs of Costa Rica there. We're going to have a whole lot more. I've got a ton of photography from the last trip of the animals, just incredible animals there. And kite surfing, went to see Bo do his kite surfing on Lake Arenal, which was very impressive. And Logan's learning how to do that as well. The landscaping, we helped them with their place there, which was a lot of fun. Getting to use tropical plants, it's pretty easy compared to doing things here. And we visited a place called Monteverde. If you go to Costa Rica, I recommend highly. It's up in Guanacaste, up in the northern part of Monteverde. Is they have a refuge there. It's actually to see the plants that are there. But when you go out to see the plants in the reserve, the cloud reserve, the Monteverde Cloud Reserve, you get to see not only this incredible display of plant material, all totally natural there, of course, but also the animals. The hummingbirds are incredible, the coatis, the monkeys, the sloths, all that stuff. So we'll throw a lot of this stuff on the internet for you in video and slide form. It'll probably be in the members area in detail first and then go to the rest of the website, but we'll have it for you there and hope you enjoy it. Somebody called in and didn't want to hold Bill in the air, but asked if ribbon cane syrup could be used instead of molasses in the Garrett juice mixture. And yes, it can. You can use any kind of liquid sugar or make your liquid sugar. Molasses we've just found to be the best because it's loaded with trace minerals and has some sulfur in it in most cases, and really has great fertilizer value. But any kind of sugar will work. One thing I didn't finish talking about when I was talking about the compost tea was that the main ingredients, compost tea or liquid humate, molasses, seaweed, and apple cider vinegar are the main ingredients, but you can also add other things. You can add fish, liquid fish. You can add microbe products, mycorrhizal fungus and bacteria. The Garrett Juice Pro product already has that in the commercial product. The Medina product, commercial product, already has the fish in it. So you got all kinds of ways to go. You can make it yourself. Our formula is on the website on dirtdoctor.com under guides, the word guides, which is a button right on the homepage. So you can make your own or you can buy the commercial products either way you want to go. Let's see what else I need to do for. Oh, the other thing is, and we'll get right back to the phones. I promised the first pet tip of the week, sponsored by the Victor pet food people. VictorDogFood.com is their website to go to get more information. It's the dog food and cat food line that we now recommend highly. So if you haven't given it a a shot. It's available all around the country already. Go to their website and you can find the place nearest you that has it. And if it's not available, hopefully it'll be coming to you soon. They tend to be in the farm and feed stores more than other pet stores and things like that. But you can get the information from their website, victordogfood.com. The first of their now weekly pet tip of the week is this. And this was talked about a little bit on with Bob on his show yesterday, Bob Webster in San Antonio. We do 30 minutes with him every Saturday morning on KTSA. But we talked about the fact, and he talks about it all the time too, that nematodes, beneficial nematodes, are a little puzzling to people for some reason. And I think it comes from a couple of things, standpoints. One, it's a living organism that helps you control certain pests. But also the people that sell beneficial nematodes will tend to warn you and advise you against using them in cold weather. And that's probably just, you know, they're trying to sell them to you at, when the temperature and everything and the conditions are perfect so they work the best and, you know, you get into it and all that. Well, Bob and I both have found, and a lot of our listeners and people that report back to us have found, that if you have a flare-up of fleas, which we have had recently in the winter. Now, that's going to be different here in the next week or two because it's getting really, really cold. But when it's fairly mild in the winter and you have a flea flare-up, beneficial nematodes work better by far than any chemical pesticide or even any organic pest control product. Beneficial nematodes, simply follow the label directions, put them out. If it's warm enough for the fleas or whatever pest flares up, it's warm enough to put out the beneficial nematodes. And fleas are, of course, one of the main things that our pets have. And the best way to get rid of them, get them under control, is with beneficial nematodes. And there's much more information on our website. Go into the library of dirtdoctor.com and type in nematodes, beneficial nematodes, and you'll find all kind of additional information. Back to the phones, Regina, our friend in Dallas, next up. Hello, Regina.
Oh, good morning, good morning. The first thing I was going to say was congratulations on being the father of the bride soon here.
I'm pretty fired up about it. I really like Bo a lot, and he's going to be a great addition to the family, it looks like.
Awesome. And you get to take trips to Costa Rica.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that's always a good party. When you know somebody that has a house there, it's kind of nice.
Yeah. Well, you know me. I've got to get on here about fluoride. You know, the vote's going to be January 28th when City Council gets to vote whether they're going to purchase this acid to put in our water to raise the fluoride level.
In the city of Dallas is what she's talking about for everybody.
That's right.
Regina, is there any major city in the country right now that has stopped using the fluoride addition?
Well, yes. What's interesting is Albuquerque, New Mexico. I believe I'm one of these who gets the, you know, sometimes the figures a little bit wrong, but I think it was 2011 they voted to stop fluoridation, and it was kind of similar because they had like 4.7 already naturally in the water. They came under great attack, but they held their own and they did stop fluoridation.
Oh, good.
So that's how. But it's got less population than us. One of the first things when I was talking to some of the council people, they were saying, they asked that similar question, are there any other big U.S. cities? Because I would start talking about other countries, whatever. And they said, but what about the United States? And I said, no, not most of the large cities all fluoridate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, San Antonio was the last one to cave in. They held out for a long time.
That's really true, and it's sad. But I have a few things to tell you. You know, our Dogs Against Fluoridation, FLU, okay, we added a section about Howard Garrett on our under information and resources. And I tell people, you have actually been educating people about fluoridation. You've had that as your toxin of the week and all that. And we really appreciate what you've done. Although, as you can see, you've been the person who you go to talk about fluoride and you get attacked, or the people who come out that are pro-fluoride make you out to be someone that's trying to hurt the people that don't have toothpaste, you know, as though we're doing something evil, you know.
Which is just the opposite of the truth.
That's exactly true. I also posted, because you wrote the comment, and I'm so glad you wrote that, that your show was ready to start, because I've been up and I forgot to turn you on. And I love when I get to hear you. I mean, it's great that we have the archives to listen later, but I was like, oh, gosh, I got to get that on. But so under that comment, when you put that on your Facebook, I posted a couple things, and one of them is we actually had a press release go out on the 30th. At 3 o'clock in the morning, and it was incredible how much.
Regina, I'm going to have to put you on hold. Can you hang with me a minute?
Sure.
All right, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, talking about fluoride and getting it out of the Dallas water right after this. Howard Garrett here for Chia Omega. You know, the healthcare professionals often recommend supplementation of omega-3 for cardiovascular health, joint comfort, and healthy cognition. I recommend the all-natural plant-based Chia Omega family of omega-3 formulas. They combine chia oil with ingredients like DHA, EPA, enzymes, CoQ10, and vitamin D3 for enhanced health benefits. You can find Chia Omega at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Doctor of Heroes Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growin' Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back, and we were visiting with Regina, who's been working on this attempt to get the city of Dallas to stop putting a toxic waste material into the water supply that contains this acid that supposedly provides fluoride that helps with cavities, but it really doesn't do that. It just is a toxic material, so... Regina, where do we stand on it? Is Sheffy Cadain really firmly on board?
Oh, totally. He has not given up at all. And it was on the 10th that he talked to the city council because they were supposed to vote on it on the 10th. And he got it postponed. And he said to them, it's because I need to have more time to talk to each one of you individually and give you some of the information I have.
Great.
We actually know we have three on our side now. So there may be more, but three have, and I'm not necessarily going to say their names, but I know I have confirmations from two more. The thing of it is, Howard, a friend of mine, real smart engineer guy, made up a quiz, a yes or no quiz of 36 questions. And we're going to offer that to Sheffy, of course, and to the council, because if they're going to make this decision that's going to affect millions of people for 3 years, because when they sign this contract, it's for 3 years, do they have these answers to these questions? I mean, do they know the answer? And they're just going by endorsements and thinking that it's safe. But have they looked into these 36 things, which should really only take a minute? I mean, you should either know the answer or not know the answer if you think you're qualified to make a decision like this that's going to affect a lot of people.
Well, that's good. I think that probably I can help maybe encourage people to contact their council person in Dallas. And we might even ask the people around the country to write the Dallas City Council and recommend it too. Because if people in other cities could get Dallas to do it,
it
would probably be much easier for other cities around the country to go that way. So I can kind of appeal to my listeners across the country to write the city council in Dallas and say, hey, let's get this done. And we might do a newsletter about it, about the subject, too.
That would be awesome. You know, we got 25 days or whatever, and the point of the matter is exactly what you say. If a city like Dallas could show that they would do this and shake off the status quo and actually look into how crazy this concept is and ineffective, then other ones would be able to point to Dallas in a positive way and say, wow, if they did it, we better look into this a little more. That would be awesome. The other thing I'd like to point out, which I did send to you and I put it under your comments there, is that in a press release space we have in there is the mayor keeps saying Dallas should be this international city. Well, if it's going to be an international city, 98% of the world does not fluoridate, yet we do over here. So let's look at that concept. And also, Dallas sells water to 25 different cities. I mean, it's not just Dallas. And how many people work or eat in Dallas? A lot of people do. So I believe it's like what you're saying. If people send messages from across the country or the world, it does make a difference to the city council. It's not just that that's your counselor. And one more thing, and I know I talk too much, but if you send it to the city secretary and ask her to make a copy to give it to all the council people, then your work is done quicker that way. And they've agreed to do it. So send your messages to the Dallas city secretary.
Okay. Let me be devil's advocate a second.
Sure.
England fluoridates or doesn't fluoridate?
The UK, it's kind of divided. I don't think England, when you say all of England, I believe I have to look that up. Because England, what they usually point to is they say, England doesn't fluoridate and look at their teeth. So I know that.
That's what I was going to bring up. They have the worst teeth on earth.
Let me explain something about that, though, because an article was written, and it was like a tongue-in-cheek thing about the Highland Park, because Highland Park doesn't fluoridate, never has. Mm. And they were saying that everyone was going to have bad teeth, but in Highland Park, they don't. So I started looking up, and they used in that article about how bad British teeth are. Well, I looked it up. Actually, they have crooked teeth,
right,
but they don't necessarily have rotten teeth. Their cavity rate is not any higher, and it's the fact that it's kind of almost like they believe that it's kind of too egotistical or something to get their teeth straightened. I'm using that wrong, but when I looked into it, it said they don't put a lot on the vanity of teeth, and they don't straighten their teeth.
Well, that's a subject that would come up, so I wanted to ask you about it. Virginia, I'm going to have to go. I've got people holding, but good luck. You've done a great job, and we'll try to help a little bit more. But people around the country, kind of chime in on this and send a note, email to the Dallas City Council, and let's let them know that we'd like for this to be more than a Dallas deal.
Thank you, Howard. We appreciate you. And I'm so – one thing I've got to thank Fluoridation for is that now I tune you in. And it's I'm excited that I have now found a wonderful place to listen to and to get information from. And I did it because I thought, hey, Howard Garrett might be on board about this. And that's how I found you. Isn't that horrible? 58 years old, and I'm finally found
you. Well, we're glad you're on board, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Regina. Bye-bye. It's – for those of you that are just going cross-eyed out there and never heard this before, it's a fallacy that fluoride really helps with cavities. And there's details on our website. She's put something on my Facebook. I moved Logan and Beau's engagement up to the top of the page, but right under it, she's added a website and a connection that covers a lot of the details on this. And yes, I am very, very strongly opposed to fluoride. There is fluoride in the water naturally. That's one of the things a lot of people don't know. And so this adding this chemical is taking it up to a level that some paradigm got established that that's what the level ought to be. And it's a waste of money and it's toxic. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back for your phone calls right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today. Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner. Or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard back, 866-444-3478. Here's Bud in Irving, Texas. Hey, Bud.
Morning, Howard. How are you getting them?
A little better, actually. What little I'm playing, we're not going to be able to play for a couple of weeks here, yeah. It looks like.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Wow, the weather's really bad. Anyway, I wanted to ask you about garlic. I know you talked about garlic last week or a week before. Mm-hmm. But what I want to know is, when I plant the garlic, the weather's going to get real cold. Yep. Can I cover that with leaves or something or what? To protect the greens, the top part or what?
But I'm pretty cavalier about it. I normally don't. And the temperatures that we're about to have, low 20s or so,
yeah.
You may get a little bit of burn to the tip growth of garlic, but it won't be severe. If you are concerned about the cosmetics of the plant, covering with floating row cover would totally eliminate any cosmetic damage at all. It would, wouldn't hurt them at all.
Right.
It's not going to do the plants any real harm if you don't cover them, assuming there's some moisture in the soil, and there will be because we've had a lot of rain. So either way you want to go, I'm personally not going to cover mine, though.
Okay. I could also cover with leaves, though, too, couldn't I?
Yeah, leaves would be fine. Just loose leaves would give you the same kind of protection, and then you could take a blower and blow them away later if you want to do them. That's probably the best way to go if you have the time to do it.
Let me ask you a couple of quick things.
Yeah.
Do you recommend newspapers in the garden or not?
I think they're okay. What's happening in the newspaper industry is sometimes that, you know, they buy paper as a commodity, you know, and they're getting in from different places at different times, and they're buying the ink as, you know, a commodity because they buy such a huge amount of it. It used to be thought that the color ink was the one they had to avoid because of heavy metal possibilities in the ink. But the truth is the black is more likely to have the heavy metals than the color.
No kidding.
Yeah, and also the thing I found out, of course, I write for the Dallas Morning News, and I've talked to them about it, and they've basically told me that there's no real way of saying for sure because they're buying this commodity from different people at different times. And sometimes the inks are soy-based inks, which are safer and less chance of heavy metals, and sometimes they're buying the stuff that – do have some petroleum and some possibility of some heavy metals. On the other hand, I tell people to go ahead and use newspaper or butcher paper or even cardboard if you're using an organic program because the microbes will neutralize all that pretty fast. And I don't do it because I don't want to take the time is the reason. I just use shredded tree trimmings and natural stuff. But to use the paper – and then the mulch on top of that, especially if you have a weed problem, I don't really have a big issue with it. I don't think it ruins an organic program at all.
Well, I grind up the newspapers, but I eliminated the colored print ones from the papers in individual sheets from saving the black and white. Holy cow.
Yeah, you're going the opposite way. Yeah, the color ink tends to be, and not across the board, it'll vary. But it tends to be the soy-based ink rather than the petroleum-based ink that the black is.
See, the reason I'm talking newspapers, I used to do painting, and I went to a guy's house from Grand Prairie a couple years back, and on his windowsill he had these humongous tomatoes. And I said, wow. He said, you want to see my garden? So I went back there with him, and he said he grinds up newspapers in there. That's one of the things that really helped his garden, so I don't know.
Well, some of the people I know that have done vermicomposting, you know, earthworm castings, raising worms and everything.
I've done that before.
They use a lot of shredded newspaper in the beds there and the worms along with the other ingredients. The worms love it and eat it up.
Right. Can I use pine needles or not?
Yes, pine needles are excellent mulch. Totally different chemistry than pine bark, which we do not recommend.
Yeah. Okay, because I have access to needles. Okay. All right, you've helped me a lot. Thanks a lot. Keep your head down.
Okay, thanks, bud.
Okay, bye.
I appreciate it. Cardboard, by the way, some people raise their eyebrows about that. What about the glues and the formaldehyde and all that? Well, yeah, cardboard does have glue in it, and there's probably some formaldehyde and other chemicals in the glue, but for some reason microorganisms eat it like candy. They really like it a lot. So if you're having an issue with Bermuda grass, which is one of the worst weeds that we have in the South in the vegetable garden or landscaping, either one, or if you have nut grass, it'll help to a degree. It won't totally eliminate it, but it'll help to a degree. It'll totally eliminate Bermuda grass. Put down some dry molasses or maybe a little thin layer of compost, the cardboard on top of that, and then your shredded tree trimmings, native tree trimmings on top of that. That forest floor creation you've created there works beautifully, beautifully. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Clayton in Farmersville next up. Hey, Clayton.
Hey, Howard, I have a comment on the newsletter you did last week.
Okay.
There's another thing you can do with your Christmas trees. Well, for some people, can do with them after Christmas. I've read on Bass Pro Shop, if you get one cinder block and some wire or two cinder blocks for the bigger trees, you can sink the trees in ponds or lakes, and it creates like a beautiful fish habitat.
You're exactly right, and I've actually added that to my recommendations in the past. I don't know why I took it out, but Clayton, you're exactly right.
Okay. And my question, I have a question. How do you control wood beetles that get into the firewood and, you know, drill a bunch drill holes in it and
have sawdust all over the ground.
Yeah.
I've had the same issue. The first thing I should tell you, Clayton, is that you don't need to worry about it. It actually makes the firewood catch on fire and burn better. So it's not really a problem for that. But if you want to stop it, the best way in the world is orange oil. You can mix up orange oil in a pretty heavy mixture. In other words, what we normally recommend is 2 ounces per gallon of water, 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of water to spray and kill insects. You can mix it stronger than that, depending on the budget, and soak it into the wood, and it will kill those insects and do a very good job of not only killing them, but repelling additional ones from coming in. And that works on, you know, posts and parts of your house, too, not just on firewood.
Okay, and does it do that make it burn better because they cure it out more because they make holes in it?
I kind of think they do because, you know, they're aerating the wood. They're putting little air tunnels down in there. It probably makes wood burn faster, but as far as getting the fire going better, I think it would help with that.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, we make all our own orange oil, so we got plenty right now.
All right, cool. How do you make your own?
I put orange clementine or orange peelings in, like, plastic or cardboard containers and put water in it and let it soak for 2 weeks and then take the peels out, and then it's ready.
That's all you do. That sounds like a good plan. I appreciate
you can only
the
make
tip.
It. You can only make it in the winter because that's when the clementines are in season and stuff like that.
So. You like the clementine in it as well as just oranges, huh?
Yeah, I mix the peel. Yeah, we get mostly clementines, a few oranges. So
oh, cool.
They're all together.
Well, just a little tip. I think that's great what you're doing. Another tip for you would be that you can literally use any kind of citrus, lemons, limes, anything like that. And what you might want to do, Clayton, especially if you've got a place where you need a little bit of security protection or something, you want a barrier plant. There's a citrus that's called trifoliate orange. Are you familiar with it?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Is it like something you can pick up at the store or what?
Trifoliate orange is a plant that you can plant, and it'll grow very well here in the North Texas area. In fact, it grows in a lot of the country. It's the rootstock that a lot of citrus growers use to graft the top part to for the roots of their citrus production. And what it is a citrus plant that produces fruit, but it's pretty much inedible. It's real bitter and, you know, not a good food. It also is extremely well armed. It has gigantic and dangerous thorns on it. So it makes a good barrier plant. That was my point there. But it would be great as a source for your citrus for making your own orange oil.
Oh.
And it's extremely easy plant to grow. Trifoliate orange. It's in all my plant books, and you can also look on dirtdoctor.com, and it'll be in the library.
All right, I'll keep that in mind. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Talk to you later. Bye.
See you soon. And all of our jammed lines are no longer jammed. We're wide open, so jump on here. We don't have a lot of time left in the show, but a few of you want to come on board, I'd be glad to talk to you at 866-444-3478, which gives me a chance to do something I forgot to do, and I was going to add it to your comment. Oh, I don't know what it was. Questions that come in about winter color, and people asking me, well, is it too late? I missed, you know, the opportunity for planting in the fall and all. And it's really not. It's kind of like my comment on beneficial nematodes. If you have a warm spell, which we're not having here in the south right now, we're about to have some really cold weather. Not hugely. It's just a real winter. Just going to be what a normal winter, if there is a such a thing, ought to be. But as soon as we get through this, it's a fine time to plant some cool season color. And without question, for almost all of you across the south, and even in the north, in potted plants and in protected kind of areas, the toughest cool season color you can have, pansies, violas, and Johnny jump-ups. Well, of course, they're all related. And the best of the bunch is the Johnny Jump-Ups. Johnny Jump-Ups are just tough as nails. In fact, in the South, they'll sometimes perennialize almost. They just really are easy to grow. They're spectacular in their colors. You can get anything from bright yellows to real deep dark maroons and purples, and a combination of those is sometimes really good to do. If you haven't heard my comments before, you can also plant bulbs in the same bed so that up through your beautiful cool season flowers in the late winter and early spring, you have tulips and daffodils and hyacinths and various things just popping right on up through. So give some of that a chance, and if you haven't already. And also, most all of the winter annuals color are edible plants. What I just mentioned, pansies, violas, and Johnny Jump-Ups are, dianthus are, several others are. You can find the details on dirtdoctor.com. Howard Garrett, be back right after this.
Maestro Grow, the makers of great organic fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now making Garrett Juice Pro. Garrett Juice Pro is for use on all your crops to improve the soil and plant roots with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, hydrolyzed fish, and beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it in garden centers, feed stores, and hardware stores. And for more information, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, is Howard's newest book. Howard explains in detail how to establish and maintain lawns, covering planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. This book explains an easier, less expensive, and less water-intensive program than using conventional lawn care. Have the best-looking lawn in your neighborhood. Get more information or order this great book today by going to Howard Garrett Books on DirtDoctor.com.
You know that healthy living is my mission, and while looking for the best products to use, I've found a new organic bar soap called Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market soap is made from a unique blend of certified organic ingredients, avocado, blueberry, shea butters, and natural essential oils. Farmer's Market is organic, no nasty chemicals get in the way of the natural goodness of the ingredients, and you'll love the luxuriously rich lather to gently cleanse your skin, leaving you clean and refreshed. Farmer's Market comes in several farm-inspired natural fragrances like lavender, lemongrass, basil, and blackberry. Hard to pick my favorite, and they're all great. Take it from the Dirt Doctor, Farmer's Market is outstanding, and it's been certified to USDA organic standards. Ask for the Farmer's Market organic soaps in your local grocery, health food, or drug store, and go to fmorganics.com or dirtdoctor.com for more information. That's fmorganics.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way, how it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, let's see if we can get everybody on here before we end the show today. Doug in, is it Roosevelt, Utah? Doug, is that where you are?
That'd be the place.
Listen on KVEL. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I had a question. I hear you talk about the lava sand being real good to hold moisture, and we're kind of desert out here. Mm-hmm. But we also have the alkaline problem, and so we have a lot of chlorosis on everything. And I was wondering if green sand would be as good as lava sand at holding the moisture, or a better choice, or...
Well, it's not a better choice for you. I'd still do both, Doug. I'd still do green sand and lava sand, unless you already have volcanic soil, which you might there in Utah, but they do two different things. They do the green sand provides a lot of nutrients. It has organic matter in it, which makes it buffered. It is rich in iron. It helps with chlorosis because chlorosis is normally not just an alkaline soil problem, but it's a nutrient deficiency problem. So it would help with that and help with, availability of a lot of other trace minerals as well. And so I like it from a standpoint of fertility and nutrients and chlorosis and all that kind of thing. Lava sand's advantage is its water-holding capacity and the paramagnetism in it, which is something that helps with plant growth, with root growth and plant growth. So I'd use both, and I'd use both in alkaline soils. We have very alkaline soils here, you know, where I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be beneficial to you.
How much do you put out?
Well, on green sand, I recommend putting out about 40 to 80 pounds per 1,000 square feet if you've never done it before. And then after that, you can put it out at lower levels like fertilizer levels, 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. On lava sand, you can go anywhere from 40 to 80 pounds per 1,000 square feet up to putting out 2 inches of the stuff across the soil and tilling it in. So it's more of a budget.
Say how much you can afford.
That's exactly right. We have ranchers, for example, that will put it out on a ranch. They'll put it out with a lime spreader or something like that. They'll put it out at a ton per acre up to 2 tons per acre. which really isn't that heavy an application, and they have just tremendous success in keeping their crops green when other people, you know, are having trouble keeping things alive.
All right.
It doesn't have any fertility value at all. It does a completely different job than green sand does.
All right. Also, I was wondering, when you talked about using Garrett juice as a drench, another one, I'm on the lower end of the budget here, so I was wondering, you know, what do you consider a drench? You know, is it just a light?
Oh, just enough to wet the soil. I don't think there's a magic number. It depends on the situation, the budget, like you say, and the kind of soil. But just wetting the soil real well, like you would be watering in a liquid synthetic fertilizer, same kind of thing.
All right. Okay. I got one other question, if it's okay. I have a friend that owns a store, and I've been trying to talk him into getting products in.
Good.
Do you have a list of commercial products that are like the top sellers or the top items, or not really?
Yeah, we do, and I don't know if we've got it on the website or not. We give it to people who are interested. Why don't you do this? Send me an email to info@dirtdoctor.com, and we'll send you the kind of concise list that of stuff that we recommend highly. I think we did a newsletter not too long ago about that exact subject, so you may look in the archives there. But if you send me a newsletter, send me an email, I'll send it to you direct.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
All right, bye.
Let's go to Joanne in Louisville, Texas. Hi, Joanne.
Hi. I was wondering if you had an opinion about oleanders and if they would survive a Texas winter like we're having now.
Some of them will. The red ones are pretty tough. The pink ones are not so much, and the white ones are not so much, but the red ones are pretty tough. I don't plant it, Joanne, because a really harsh winter where it goes from 80 degrees to 20 degrees will not necessarily kill the whole plant, but it'll kill it back to where it fouls up the look of it and the cosmetics and creates some problems. It's not my favorite. It's also a toxic plant, and some people are kind of, you know, put off by that. There's a lot better choices for Louisville. You get some pretty chilly weather there. You can grow it without any question, but it would not be in my top 50 plants to recommend to you.
You know, I was looking for, you know, a different leaf. I have boxwoods in the back of my landscaping, and I was looking for something on the edge because I had a huge evergreen removed, and on the other side I have a crepe myrtle, which I'm going to leave, but I was looking for something that might be attractive.
Well, take a look at Abelia, Joanne. Abelia is a plant that's semi-evergreen. It stays looking pretty good most winters, but it blooms all summer with a little yellow white flowers. Attracts beneficial insects, pollinators really well. Tough as a boot. You can get dwarf varieties of it, but the regular Abelia is really my favorite because it's so tough. It gets pretty big, but it would be a good one to look at along with all the different hollies. There's just a huge variety of hollies that might help you as well.
Okay.
Let me put you on hold if you had something else. And Marie, hang on. I'll talk to you off there before I get out of here. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I've enjoyed being with you very much. Happy New Year. We'll see you next week. Until that time, enjoy your gardens. Don't forget DirtDoctor.com for your answers. And don't forget to feed and water the birds.